Welcome back. I'm Gary Parr.
And I'm Beth Ellicott.
And you are listening to the midweek version of Fiber Talk, the twice-weekly podcast for needlework artists. We're back.
Yes, after a little hiatus.
Yep. Yeah, I always kind of vague about when those breaks happen because don't really want to announce the world that we're going to be out of town. But, yeah, basically we were in – I did a three-day bike ride with my sister, and then Marg and I were in Phoenix – spending a couple weeks with our new granddaughter. So,
nothing about your son and daughter-in-law. But,
who?
You know, just yeah.
Who, what?
Just I thought.
What?
All about that grandbaby.
Yeah. So yeah. So we had a good time doing that, and you know, it just at some point that has to be the priority. Yeah, not going to apologize for a second.
Mm-mm. No, absolutely not. Because those grandbabies, they grow too fast.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, last time we saw her was in, what, March? She was born in January, saw her in March. Now she's sitting up, just about to crawl, standing up, holding a table. And when we go back here in a few months, she'll be walking, you know?
Yeah.
You can't, yeah, we all who have kids know exactly how fast that goes. And, yeah. We get to watch them grow up here in St. Louis, you know, just two or three times a week. But when there's big multi-month gaps, yeah, you miss out. So,
mm-hmm. Yeah.
So we take advantage
yes.
as we can. Yep.
Yeah.
You know, and that's just it to Phoenix. I mean, geez, you got to have a flight. You got to do this and that. You know, it's a project. So, yeah.
Right.
Oh,
right.
And we were out there. We were out there triple digits every day.
Yuck.
You know, because I always take my bike because it's a whole different kind of riding out there. This time I looked at the weather. I'm not hauling my bike out to go ride for a half hour in the morning, you know, and then it's 100 degrees. No way. And I'll wait till the fall.
Yeah. It's not worth it to just melt while you're out there.
Oh, man. That heat, it's a dry heat. I don't care. That is hot.
Yeah.
110
that's too
is
hot. Yeah, it's just too hot. That's too hot. Yeah.
You get in your car and you can't touch metal. That's just hot. Yep. So
Yeah.
Yep. We had a good time anyway. So
that's good. The important thing. You were gonna stay inside with that grandbaby anyway. So,
yeah. Who cares?
Yeah. Yep. Right. Yep. Right.
So we're back on track here. Maureen Laughlin is our guest Sunday, and she and her husband, actually their family, operate needlework tours out of Australia. And do a lot of tours to Europe and really all over the world. So they have a big event happening in London, in England coming up. So we just got to learn about this whole world of needlework tours and events that they do. It was fascinating. So that's going to be Sunday. A little different something. Yep.
Yeah.
Yep. And then the Stitch Hour next Wednesday, Cindy Scott will be our guest.
Oh, that's going to be fun.
Yeah. So, because what was it that triggered you to – I just used that word I hate. I'm so tired of triggered. Everything triggers. what was the piece that she did that you said, wait, we got to get her on the show?
She did Betsy Morgan's Elizabethan Casket.
There it is.
She finished it. So, and she does lovely finishing work. She's part of the Tudor Rose Sampler Guild. That's how I kind of stalked her and found her. But beautiful work, does beautiful work. And I thought, we've got to have her on. She does cool stuff. And to finish that Betsy Morgan casket, that's on my wish list to stitch, because I do have the book Willing Hands. It's in one of those two Willing Hands books.
Wait, the wish list is a book, or you have the instruction? You have the instruction book. Your wish list. Oh, okay. I thought you said your wish list was a book.
No, I have the book. I have the book. Don't be silly.
Just being clear here. Just want it.
It's in the book.
Okay.
I'd like to stitch it. But I'd like to stitch one of her. Pieces, Betsy Morgan's, and I thought, oh, good, we could pick her brain and see how difficult it is to finish one of those more complicated etuis that Betsy Morgan has. So that'll be fun. She has beautiful work, though. So
yep. So that's next Wednesday, the Stitch Hour, 8 o'clock Eastern time on the YouTube channel, Cindy Scott. So we'll be drooling over her work then. That'll be fun.
Yes.
Yes. Yes. Yeah, join us for that. Tell others. Spread the word. Yep. All those things. Right. We are doing Thursday. I'm really I'm excited and glad to be involved in this. Cindy Baldwin's mother, Dee Hill, passed away a few weeks ago. And Thursday in Iowa, Cindy is having a celebration of life stitch-in. So, needle, because her mother, now her mother, it was actually a year ago, July 13, I looked it up, that we did a live show with Cindy's mother, Dee. Believe it or not. So,
wow.
This is the 12th, you know, this will be Wednesday the 12th. And then, so it was the 13th of 2022 that we did that show with her. And, so yeah, she'd been in hospice for a while and passed away. And, so this celebration of life stitch-in. So gonna gather and just do some stitching and remember Dee, which I think that is just a fantastic idea for someone who stitched all of her life. And, I think in many ways, Cindy and Dee were stitching partners as much as they were mother and daughter. And,
right.
Yeah, very cool.
And that's a great way to remember, you know, to keep that memory alive, gather with friends and talk, you know, together about someone's life. That's going to be fun. That's going to be great.
Yeah. So, and Dee, I was reading the obituary, Korean War veteran, wow. And longtime member of EGA and ANG. She had macular degeneration and still stitched. And, if you want to do a donation, instead of flowers, American Macular Degeneration Foundation, or the Foundation for Peripheral Neuropathy, either one of those. But, so I just think that is a great idea to remember a needle worker's life, is to just a bunch of people get together and move some needle and thread. And
yes.
Yeah. So Mark and I are going to get in the car and drive and participate. Yeah. Looking forward to that. Yep.
Yeah. That'll be fun.
Yep. And then Friday and Saturday, it's all Kathy Andrews all the time here.
Yeah,
your chapter. Now, what do we got going there? Because we're sticking around for that too.
Right. So you're getting close, and so you're going to come to the Quad Cities. We're having Kathy Andrews is giving a lecture, and it's at the Dear Weinman Carriage House, which is a beautiful old building. If you guys know who John Deere was, his family built the some beautiful old homes, and they've got trust funds, and they loan out the building to various non-for-profits. So we're gonna have a lecture with Kathy Andrews, and she is bringing some of her samplers for us to look at live in person. So that'll be fun. That's Friday night, and then Saturday we're doing a workshop, and it's Mary Parsons, the one with the labyrinth that's in the bottom.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, we're going to do the workshop together with her on Saturday, and I'm looking forward to that. That's going to be so much fun. Just getting together and sitting and talking. And I was going to ask you about that. So what are you bringing to put your stitching on for the workshop?
I'm just going to bring my hoop with my table clamp and my seat clamp, and make it work with a hoop. Try to keep it simple.
Okay. Because someone said they were going to bring their Millennium, those scroll bars, the Millennium scroll bars.
Oh.
And I thought, well, I don't want to mess with that.
No.
And I have to, yeah.
Too
so
much.
You're not, yeah, okay. So you're just going to bring your hoop.
Bringing my travel gear is what I'm bringing. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay.
No.
Are you bringing your light?
Yeah. Yeah. I'm bringing a magnifier light. I'm bringing my halo battery, hoop, all my travel bag, basically.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. Learned a little lesson there in Phoenix. Okay. So my sister and I, Margaret goes out to Phoenix on a Wednesday, I think it was, I don't know, Wednesday or Thursday. And my sister and I, we're going to do a three-day trip, bike trip, three-day overnight bike trip, 150 miles. You know, just no big deal, just a nice three-day trip and stay in hotels because we are bed and shower people at the end of the day. We aren't.
You're not camping?
No, no. Okay. I'd like to try it. I'd like to try it by myself. But no, Nancy and I, we just split the room and we just have a routine and it works out very well. So, and we, you know, we just stay in cheaper hotels because all we need is a shower and a bed. And we're up in the morning and out anyway. So we did that and then came back. And then the same day I flew to Phoenix, I had to take Nancy to the airport and because she flew home. She lives north of Detroit by a good distance, so she flew to Detroit. So I'm kind of scrambling around, getting my stuff together. And I get to Phoenix, and I set up my banding sampler project, and I'm going to stitch on it. Because the house we stay in is very, you know, very peaceful, and you can't go outdoors. I mean, it's 110 degrees, so obviously I'm going to stitch. So I sit down to stitch. I get out my battery, and I brought the charger for the battery, the Halo battery, and then I'm going to plug in my magnifier light. It helps to have the plug-in cord
oh, no.
for the magnifier light if you want the magnifier light to operate. Jeez.
Oh, no.
Everything but that. Everything but that. It's like, make a list. You know, make a list. Of what right. you need so that you have all the little gewgaws that you need to do it. So, right. We stay, it's friends of ours who have a house out there, a second home out there, and he's a handyman, so he has lots of tools. So I went and got his trouble light out of the garage and mounted it on a chair back, cause I'm sitting at a table, mounted it on a chair back and aimed it sorta, and then look through the magnifier and was able to get some stitching done that way. But, it, you know, not the same as the LED ring light around the magnifier. It's like, oh, make a list.
No,
jeez.
No, no.
So, yeah. So when I came home, the first thing I did was get that cord out, the cube and the, you know, cord. And then now everything for Cindy's mother's thing and for this coming weekend, everything is sitting right here in a pile. It's going in a bag. I've been over it three times. I have everything I need. It's just...
Oh, good. Yeah. No, there's nothing worse. There's nothing worse than forgetting a cord.
Oh, yeah. And how many times have we read people gotten somewhere and didn't have needles?
Right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. And I've started trying to remember to take a pack of needles. It's just like, yeah, even if they're not exactly the right ones, at least there's needles so I could use one if I needed to.
Right.
But yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Yeah, no, I have a little book, cloth book of needles, four or five different sizes and a bunch of them. And I just shove that in. I don't care.
Just, right, right.
Yep. But, yeah, make a list. Make, for crying out loud, oh, I was so mad. You know, sitting down, all right, where is that cord? Oh, jeez. Oh, I looked everywhere, you know, and I thought, oh, I shoved it in my suitcase. I did this. I did that. No, no,
no.
Nothing.
No. Nothing. What a pain.
Yep. So we got some stitching in anyway, but yeah, I will be showing up Thursday fully armed.
Mm-hmm. Good. Good. Yeah. There's nothing worse than showing up someplace too and they're not, I know where we're going to be for the workshop. I went and looked at the room and there's light, there's windows. But if you're doing fine work, you really need a light. And there's, and anymore, no one likes you to put the extension cords down because
right.
I did ask. I said, I better ask just in case they'll let us, which they said no, because it's an old building too. So
yeah.
a bunch of cords plugged in would be bad news. So yeah, so you have to bring something that doesn't, that's battery operated so you can have light and magnification if you want it. So
yeah. Yeah. And in defense of people who operate buildings and or guilds who are organizing events, the no extension cord thing, in just about every case, that's a fire department rule.
Right.
That's not something people are just making up the fire department just does not want a bunch of extension cords all over the place, because every one of those is a potential fire hazard. You know, too many plugs in it, blah, blah, blah. And right. No.
Right.
No. So don't get mad at the building owners or the guild organizers. It's not their fault. It's the fire department. And it's not the fire department's fault. They're just trying to keep you from burning down a building.
There's nothing wrong with it. I mean, you understand the logic behind it.
Right.
So yeah, just, and then especially in this, the building where we're going to be at, it's older, you know, the kitchen is, wait till you see it. It's an interesting old little kitchen they have in there. So, not usable, really.
Yeah.
But so you, I can't imagine them. I knew they weren't going to allow us to, but I had to ask, and they're right. Like, no extension cords. I'm like, smart. I'm so yeah. Glad you said that. Then I can just say, yeah, they said we couldn't do it.
Right.
So.
They said, yeah. Yeah. But no, I mean, and it's common sense. You know, you talk old buildings. Old buildings equals old wiring.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And we just don't want to burn anything down. That would be terrible.
Right. It would kind of ruin the day, wouldn't it?
Yes, it would. It would. Yeah.
So, yep. Yeah. So, yeah, the halo light, if you travel to events, the halo, not light, but the halo battery, that's the one to have. It's, I don't know, $130 or so. But if you travel, if you go to two or three events or just stitch on the road, you'll pay for it. You'll be glad you had it. It's a great investment. It really is. Lasts forever with an LED light. You know, it'll all day long. You can light a magnifier with the thing, and yeah, they're fantastic. Yeah. So
yeah.
Highly recommended. Yep.
Yeah, and I didn't pick one before the not one more thing. So I'm out of luck. I have to see. I think my husband has something though that I can borrow from him. So thank goodness for guys with their battery supply stuff. So
well,
I should be good.
Quite frankly, sit next to me and you can plug in.
Okay.
Yeah, it'll handle. Well, I mean, the thing will jump a car. So
right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. What else do you need?
Right.
Jump a car.
Yeah, that's if you're traveling at all, halo light. But make sure that halo light is in your carry-on luggage if you're in a plane. Or halo battery is in the carry-on luggage. Do not put it in your suitcase checked baggage, because that's, yeah, those things are not, in unpressurized situations, those big batteries like that do nasty things. So make sure it's in your carry-on. And I've never had TSA flinch at the halo battery. What makes them stop every time, this is funny, my magnifier light is kind of a gooseneck thing, and it can go into a clamp, or it can go into a heavy circular base that's about, oh, I don't know, maybe 6 inches in diameter. Every time that bag goes through X-ray, they want to look at that disc. Every time.
Really?
Yep.
Interesting.
Because it's a big solid thing. And this time going out, they had two people looking at the X-ray. And I'm standing there waiting. And I said, every time, I said, that's the base for a magnifier light for needlework. And the lady says, yeah, I see the four screws here. So, yeah. And then she was going off shift. And I said, what is it about that that catches it? Well, it's just a big disc piece of metal that, you know, X-rays won't pass through. And so we have to take a hard look at it. But she said I could see four screws, so I could see that it was some kind of an assembled piece. And so it was okay. But most of the time they have to take it out of the bag and actually handle it.
And, yeah.
Yeah.
Which makes, you know, yeah. Makes sense. They don't know what it is. It's like, what is this?
Right.
What are you doing, dude?
I got nothing to hide, so whatever. Yeah.
Yeah. But, take it out.
Yeah.
Take it out.
But yeah, the halo battery. Yeah, get one. It's worth it. I would think, you know, Beth, there would be an exception for a halo battery. I mean, that's essential stuff. So,
is it essential? Yeah, we'll have to see if we pass this the committee. If Jennifer's listening, she's going to probably say no.
Yeah, our conscience in Connecticut. Yeah.
Cindy probably does. It's like, yeah, you guys, whatever.
Yeah. Jennifer already shot down one loophole. Man, that hurt.
I know. That was terrible. Terrible.
I mean, she didn't even flinch. She shot it down in a heartbeat. Right online. No. We couldn't even hide it, you know.
Rats.
Because I thought that was a good loophole. I give you a gift, you give me a gift. Because gifting is allowed.
That's right. Gifting's allowed.
No, not according to Jennifer. Mm-mm. No. Man, she was on that like white on rice, I'll tell you.
Terrible.
Jeez. So that's out.
Yeah. Rats.
Because we could gift each other all day long, you know.
That's right. That's right. And then we could just get around this silly knot. One more thing. Actually, that's been very, 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 very good right now. It's just like, you know, just a pause going, and I get to go through my stash and see what I have and what I can already stitch. And so it's been a good thing. It's been a good thing.
It's kept me in check. Mm-hmm. It's kept me in check. Now, but I will admit, now we're recording this on Monday. I wrote to Jenny Aiden Christie.
Oh.
Because Jenny Aiden Christie, she offers for sale probably the best slate frames and trestles that anywhere.
Right.
And she has four, they're beautiful looking trestles.
Yes.
And so it was a dual purpose email, one to see if she'd do a show with us. And the other was, all right, how much are the trestles and what's shipping going to cost?
Yeah.
I have to know because I may be the first to cave to get one of those trestles, but we'll see what they cost.
Yeah, they're beautiful.
And shipping UK could shut that down in a heartbeat. So.
Right, yeah. Right. Well, you know, I do know someone who's there's a lady in the Sampler Guild over there who's coming here. Maybe she could carry it across for you. We would get it till October.
I don't care about that.
That might be another way to go.
Because see, it legit. You know, one of the legitimate reasons to buy stuff is if we need things for the show,
right?
For a podcast or like a book for a guest. I mean, that's legitimate. We got that. We can't exclude because we need those things. So
an intelligent discussion.
Yeah. So that, you know, I can justify it under that umbrella, Jennifer. I got to see what the cost is first. So.
Right. Yeah. And I can't imagine. Yeah. And one of these days we have to set up our slate frames.
I was just going to say this coming from someone who's never set up a slate frame. Yeah, that's right.
But you know, the thing is, if I were intelligent, I would have my casket panel transferred to the cloth, and then have Kathy Andrews in between times say, "Kathy, am I doing this right?"
Okay, all right. Let's explore that because. Quite honestly, it's one of Kathy's pieces that I'm halfway through setting up a slate frame. I just haven't gotten to the point of actually putting it on the frame. And I was literally going to put that in a bag and impose on Kathy to help me. But I thought, that's a little much. So I'm not the only one. I'm not the only one. Okay.
Oh, no, right. You're not. No, because I did think about it. I did. In fact, I have the paperwork here in front of me looking to see if I have the right size of image to transfer the image to the cloth to move that. And I thought, I don't have time this week. What am I thinking about? But,
Okay, well, you let me know what you decide. Because I mean, mine is, I'm halfway, and then I got stopped and then never got back to it and basically kind of was afraid I was going to spend a whole day getting something in that would be all wonky. All right, let me know what you decide, because I can put it together in a bag in about 3 minutes, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mine's going to take longer than that. Mine's going to take longer than that, but it's a thought. It's a good thought. Yeah.
Well, there's something to be said for just a blank piece of cloth just to experience it, too.
That's true.
You don't have to have a design on it. You can just...
Yeah, but then if I'm going to go through all that work...
Well, it should be tight enough. You can transfer the design right on the slate frame, right?
Yes. Yeah.
I'll rationalize this to the nth degree, Beth.
I should have guessed you would. Huh. Oh.
All right. Let me know.
I'll have to look. I'll have to see.
Let me know.
Yeah.
Because I'm highly tempted. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Well, and it'd be good because it'd be nice to have that all set up and ready to go. And
yep.
Kathy's probably, if she's listening to this, she's laughing at us.
I know.
Are you guys nuts?
Yeah. All right. Well, let me know when, because, you know, misery loves company. So,
right. Right.
I'm with you. Yep.
Yep.
Kathy will never do another thing.
She's like, you two are nuts.
Yep.
Don't talk to me anymore.
Yeah. Yeah. Next time you ask her, nah, I'm kind of busy. Yeah.
I'm busy.
I'm out. Yeah. Okay. Well, let me know. I'm going to leave that on the table. And then we got a couple days here. And then we can decide.
I can see if I can figure something out.
Yep. Yep. Okay. I did set up this new Threads social. I guess it's the equivalent of Twitter. A Twitter competitor is what from what little I've read about it. But anyway, I set up a FiberTalk. It's attached to Facebook and Instagram. So I set up a FiberTalk Threads account. And as far as I know, it attaches everybody who follows FiberTalk on Instagram kind of automatically. But I just set it up yesterday. And in 24 hours... I've had a half dozen or eight people start to follow. So if you have a Threads account, there is a FiberTalk account that you can follow. And then I just got to figure out how to use it. I never did the Twitter thing. I have accounts. I have three or four Twitter accounts, but I never got it. You know, I just never did it. I tried several times and I just didn't see the benefit for needlework.
And I never have tried Twitter. So it's like, yeah, no.
Yeah.
One less thing.
Yeah. And basically the reason I set up the Threads account, Threads being the name of it as opposed to Twitter, the reason I set it up is so that I could claim the FiberTalk account and someone else wouldn't get it. But seems like it should be used, especially if it's tied directly to Instagram. So I got to figure it out. But anyway, if you want to follow it, it's there if you have set up a Threads account. Threads has nothing to do with needle and thread. I think it's Threads as in conversation threads.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, yep. So anyway, that's out there if you want.
Follow it.
Figure something out. I don't know.
Yeah.
Yep. So yeah. So the not one more thing. Yeah, it's been good to me.
Okay. So, you know, Bestitch Me is here in town. Are you going to try to swing by there? And
yes.
Okay.
Yes. But purchases will only be for things that we need for the show.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I'm committed. The only chink in the armor right now is Jenny Aiden Christie's slate frame trestle. That's
right.
I'm hanging in there. Mm-mm. I got a room full of this stuff.
I know. And I received things from somebody who moved, who was a member of our guild, and I now have my room full of stuff, and then my boys' room has stuff right now. So. I'm looking forward to when we have our stash sale to move that stuff out of my boys' room, because like I open the door and I'm like, oh, this is no, just close the door. I can't go in here. No one's here. It's okay.
Not a good sign when you spill over to another room. Mm-mm.
Right. Well, yeah, it's not, it belongs to the guild. So I can say, yeah, that's going to be moving on to new homes eventually. but it'll be August.
Yeah. No. Yeah. There you go. No, I've got a, I've got to have a major clean out reorganization. You know, I'm at that Mary Corbett spot where things have built up on the table surfaces to the point where I have room to work and nothing else.
Yeah,
I've got to do a major going through and get stuff put away and reorganized. And even my my table that's supposed to be clean at all times, supposed to be empty at all times unless I'm actually using it, that's half covered. Yeah, we are now beyond the So, not one more thing. No.
It's like it's definitely it's a good thing. It's helpful to say, you know, you can look at things. No, yeah, that's pretty. I'm like, oh, that's right. I'm doing not one more thing. I can just look at that. I can just look at it.
So, yeah. All right. So Jane Turner, I got started on that. And then I went to Phoenix. So going to get back to that. But I got it set up and got the first little piece in the first band. So underway with that. And do you have the first band all the way done?
No.
Oh, okay.
Because I did stop and I changed. I thought the color I was using was too light for the pink. I think I changed it for whatever color it was to a pink. And it was just too light. I mean, people said they could see it, but I didn't like it. And I thought, you know what? I'm never going to be happy with it. I might as well rip it out when I only have one little motif in. And go back, and I have shades because I had it's Vicki Clayton's silk is what I'm using, and she had it was one of her floss of the month, and so it had a series of pinks going from a very very light shade to a very very deep shade of pink, and I was like, great, I'm gonna put this all with my Jane Turner things, and I know they all go together, so if I want a pink but I need different shades, they're all there, and that worked beautifully.
So, oh, okay. Yeah, because when you posted, I was going to ask you, and then I just forgot. I was going to ask you about that because I'm having the same thing. That's the thing that I'm experiencing or think that we're both going to experience with this thing is adjusting the colors to make sure they stand out. I think there's going to be a little more than here's my threads and I'm using them no matter what.
Right. And I can't remember what that, I think it's a peach is the color that goes with that in that first band. And I just didn't care for the peach. And I thought it's also used in the dress. And I was like, well, she can have a pink dress. So that was an easy change.
Yeah.
And then having all the shades makes it nice. So that way I can adjust that as I go. Cause that I know from stitching other pieces that if you're doing a satin stitch, in a place that you can get by with a lighter shade because all those threads real close together, you know, they pop. Whereas, you know, if it's just a single strand, you're doing the back stitch, not back stitch, that's not what we're doing, double running stitch.
Right.
Then it doesn't show as well on the light fabric and I need something a little darker.
So. Yeah. No, same boat. I'm prepared to be making small adjustments all the way along on this thing. And the hashtag, Jane Turner SAL, if you want to do the Jane Turner, thing along with us, that hashtag, you set that up, I think. You can use that to show your stuff, but,
So, and are you using one strand or two on that first section?
The answer is yes.
Okay.
Well, I think I talked about it a little bit with Cindy. I had, when I first got it set up on the scroll frame, this is what I'm using, 37 count. And normally I use 40 count. Then it's only one strand of silk, no matter what. But 37 count starts to get in that gray area. And so I did a bunch of testing with one strand or two strands. And I think I'm using two, if I recall. Now, it's been a couple weeks, but I think I ended up with two on this particular section band. But I think I'm going to have to bounce back and forth depending on what's being stitched. I'm open-minded to that. I'm not, one strand no matter what, because I was not getting the coverage with one. I'm sure I went to two. And, right. Yeah, it's going to be that 30, it's 37 count. I'm sure it is. It's right in the middle for me. And right. Yeah.
And I'm using the 40 count. So it's easy. Just one strand is working great. I'm getting the coverage I want at least. But it's fun. It's a fun piece to work on.
And see, I was concerned about 40 count for some of the more complicated things.
Yes. And there I might be pulling my hair out when I try to get something tiny in.
Yeah.
And even adding the satin stitch into the leaves is, I forgot. I need to go, I need to make sure I have a sharp needle and I'm piercing my my ground threads, because if not, it just doesn't lay nicely. And you don't want to just put them where there's holes. You've got to pierce
right.
the threads to get a nice smooth satin stitch in there.
Right.
So, going
to be an excellent challenge here.
Mm-hmm. Yep. It'll be fun.
Yeah. Yep. All right. So I want to hear about the drawn thread sampler. You've been putting up some pictures. That's looking impressive.
Yeah, I've been working on it, and my goal is to get it done this year, since it's been in process since, I think, 2014. It's definitely the year to get it done, right? But some people were commenting. I put it on a Facebook sampler group, and people were commenting that they had it in their stash, but they didn't like the 30-count linen and that they thought it would be too bulky. And it is bulkier than stitching it on 40 count. It's beautiful, though. I think if you've never done this sort of work before, it's a great way to practice it. And it looks lovely. It'll look lovely when you're done. Think about when we did Hardanger. We do that on, what was that, 22 count Hardanger
right.
fabric?
Yeah, that, right? Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
It always looked pretty. And it looked pretty. But I think if, and people were like, well, they were afraid to change it to a finer count. Well, we worked on the 17th century band sampler with its cut work, and we were using 40 count. And so you just need to change to a thinner thread. And on that one, we were using linen thread that came with it. I think it's 35 linen thread and 80 count. I can never remember how those work. They're kind of like the silk threads. They've got a slash behind them. And you just need to match the thread that you're going to use for the satin stitch or the buttonhole. It needs to be a thicker thread. And then what goes, and you do the wrapping with a one that's the same size as whatever your linen is. If I'm not mistaken. So I think people can make it smaller, go to a higher count linen easily and shouldn't be afraid of it. But it's fun. And I've started changing the little squares, because they're Gayen has them so that you're repeating them, which is, it's lovely. It makes it very symmetrical. But I thought, I don't want to do the same filling stitch on it, all of these. So I have a book that Mary Corbett had, a reticello book, and I looked through it, and I pulled one of the patterns from it, and I'm working on another little square. But I think people should just go for it. It's fun to do. Her instructions are great. Just move to a smaller count and thinner threads.
Yeah. I wish that 22 count fabric, whatever it really is called, I wish it had never gotten labeled Hardanger cloth.
Right.
Because, I used it when I first did Hardanger, and it works very well. It is probably a good learning tool, but I think Hardanger on linen looks so much better.
Yes.
And, but then it's sold as Hardanger cloth, as in, then the interpretation is, well, that's what you use. The official cloth of the American Hardanger Association, and, right. and it's not. And, the last book from Yvette Stanton was Hardanger, what original hardanger or whatever. It's all done on linen, and I think it looks just so much better that it's worth doing. But yeah,
right.
Wish that had never happened.
And, and the Draw and Thread by Gay Ann, it's beautiful piece, but it would be, if you're comfortable, you know, using 40 count linen and changing to different thread sizes. That it's not that hard. It's just not that difficult. You know, you just experiment a little bit with what you have in your stash. You'd find something that would work probably.
Yeah.
You know,
Well, so far what you've got done is it's beautiful. It's working out.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm enjoying it. I've got it, but I have to get it finished this year. It must be done this year. I'm tired of it living in my stash. And that's just one of those things, you know. And,
right.
But every time I get ready to cut a square, you know, it's like, okay, deep breath. You're not, even if you cut, and I have cut my threads that you hold it, the buttonhole. Stitching around it. I have cut those and had to carefully take them out and restitch them. So I have done it. I hate it when I do that, but I have cut them accidentally. I've cut the wrong threads. I've had to redo it. So I've done all the mistakes, but every time I need to start cutting, I'm just like, okay, deep breath, slowly, surely, you can do this.
Yeah, your heart rate starts to accelerate.
Right.
Your concentration goes a level up. Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's no mistake you can make that you can't fix. I mean, it takes work, but you generally can fix it.
Yeah, but the alternative is don't make the mistake. Yeah.
Right. I'm trying not to make those mistakes. But yeah.
Yeah. But oh, I know what you mean. I know that feeling when you go to cut the ground cloth. Oh, geez. No, here we go. Hang on tight.
And that's right. You don't want to do it when you're tired. Don't want to do it if people are going to interrupt you.
Oh, no, okay. No. You're by yourself in a room. Yep. Nothing on the TV. No. It's full concentration. Yep.
Right. Right. Absolutely.
Yep.
Absolutely.
Because, yeah. Oh, sure, you can fix it, but. You don't want to if you don't have to.
No, that's right. That's right. Having to do it too many times. So.
Yep.
Oh.
So. Yeah. All right. You know, I think we'll end it right there. I think we're going to stop right there. We got. We'll report next time on the D. Hill Cindy Baldwin celebration of life and Kathy Andrews thing. We got to decide now. Let me know if we're going to impose the slate frames on Kathy.
Yes.
Probably should check with her first.
Yes, I was just thinking the same thing.
Yeah. Yep. So, we'll report next time about that. So join us now Sunday, Maureen Laughlin. Oh, last Sunday, we forgot to talk about last Sunday. Elizabeth Ashdown.
Yes. With her passementary.
Holy smokes.
Yeah. Again, looking at the pictures when I posted them on Instagram, I was like, I need a loom. No, I don't need a loom. I need to borrow a loom.
Because, you know, that's the thing. When you look in the umbrella, the greater umbrella of textile art.
Yes.
And when you take somebody like her, weaving and passementary, and then dyeing her own threads. You know, that is art on top of art. Yeah. Wow. Yeah, check her out. Last Sunday's show, Elizabeth Ashdown. Check that out. And, yeah, they ain't a lot of people going to be doing something at that level. No question about it.
No,
but just to see what can be done is,
amazing.
Yep. Yeah.
Amazing.
So check that out. Maureen Laughlin Needlework Tours is Sunday. Cindy Scott, we get to see a casket.
Yeah, that's on Wednesday.
Next Wednesday, the 19th. That's right. Thank you. Yes. So, okay, and then the rule is we don't get to ask you about progress on your casket.
That's right, because, you know.
That topic's off limits. Yeah, we're not asking.
Yeah, not asking.
No.
Not asking yet. I'm going to start it this year, though.
Okay. All right. Well, we'll ask after it started, but
Okay.
Wednesday night, we're not going to ask about your casket that you've had for, well, we won't even ask about how long you've had it. We're just going to.
No, because I can't remember.
Oops.
Uh-oh. That's not a good sign.
Nope. So there we have it. Sign up for our threads to follow our threads account if you want to do that kind of thing, and then we'll see how that plays out. And that's all we got right now. Thanks for listening.
All right. Bye.